Part 3. Class 3 Impossibilities. Chapter 14. Perpetual Motion Machines. Theories have four stages of acceptance. 1. This is worthless nonsense. 2. This is interesting but perverse. 3. This is true but quite unimportant. 4. I always said so. J.B.S. Haldane, 1963. In Isaac Asimov's classic novel, The Gods Themselves, an obscure chemist in the year 2070 accidentally stumbles upon the greatest discovery of all time, the electron pump, which produces unlimited energy for free. The impact is immediate and profound. He is hailed as the greatest scientist of all time for satisfying civilization's unquenchable thirst for energy. It was Santa Claus and Aladdin's lamp of the whole world, Asimov wrote. The company he forms soon becomes one of the richest corporations on the planet, putting the oil, gas, coal, and nuclear industries out of business. The world is awash with free energy, and civilization is drunk with this newfound power. As everyone celebrates this great achievement, one lone physicist is uneasy. Where is all this free energy coming from? He asks himself. Eventually, he uncovers the secret. The free energy comes with a terrible price. This energy is pouring in from a hole in space connecting our universe to a parallel universe. And the sudden influx of energy into our universe is setting off a chain reaction that will eventually destroy the stars and galaxies, turning the sun into a supernova and destroying the Earth with it. Since recorded history, the holy grail for inventors, scientists, as well as charlatans and scam artists has been the fabled perpetual motion machine, a device that runs forever without any loss of energy. An even better version is a device that can create more energy than it consumes, such as the electron pump, which creates free, limitless energy. In the coming years, as our industrialized world gradually runs out of cheap oil, there will be enormous pressure to find abundant new sources of clean energy. Soaring gas prices, falling production, increased pollution, atmospheric changes, all are fueling a renewed, intense interest in energy. Today, a few inventors riding this wave of concern promise to deliver unlimited quantities of free energy, offering to sell their inventions for hundreds of millions. Scores of investors periodically line up, lured by sensational claims in the financial media that often hail these mavericks as the next Edison. The popularity of perpetual motion machines is widespread. On an episode of The Simpsons, entitled The PTA Disbands, Lisa builds her own perpetual motion machine during a teacher's strike. This prompts Homer to declare sternly, "Lisa, get in here! In this house, we obey the laws of thermodynamics." In the computer games The Sims, Xenosaga Episodes 1 and 2, and Ultima 6, The False Prophet, as well as the Nickelodeon program Invader Zim, perpetual motion machines figure prominently in the plots. But if energy is so precious, then precisely what is the likelihood of our creating a perpetual motion machine? Are these devices truly impossible, or would their creation require a revision in the laws of physics?